Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz, I'm Ken Wiley. I'd like to chase jumping at the Woodside for a couple of reasons. First, it's a great composition by Count Basie, and a head arrangement, which means nobody arranged it except the band, on the spot. But the difference between long play and short play, I'm going to start with the original 1938 Decca 78, and that would be about 3 minutes. And then jump to 1943 in an AFRS recording. That's the Armed Forces Radio Service, which used 16-inch transcriptions to be sent various places during World War II, so the people involved could hear music from home. And an extended version of Jumpin' at the Woodside. And the background on that, the Woodside was a hotel in Harlem in New York City. And so, Jumpin' at the Woodside, 1938 for 3 minutes, and 1943 for 4 minutes and 54 seconds. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chasing Jumpin' at the Woodside, Count Basie, both times. The first time, 1938, with Basie's piano, Earl Warren's alto saxophone, Buck Clayton's trumpet, Lester Young's tenor saxophone, Herschel Evans' clarinet. And then 1943, and an Armed Forces Radio Service transcription, making for a longer performance. Basie here, Earl Warren again on alto, Joe Newman playing the trumpet solo, Lester Young again here, and at the end, the trumpet work by Harry Sweets Edison. Count Basie and his orchestra right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the snoring specialist at Pro Nose and Throat. Their surgeons have provided the Pillar Procedure, a minimally invasive 15-minute in-office snoring treatment since 2004. Information about the Pillar Procedure and their snoring specialists can be found at StopSnoringSeattle.com.
Now to Los Angeles, 1946, for Beltone Records performance of Winnie Beatty, who was working with Slim Gaylard, a great guitarist and singer and composer, who was playing vibes here as well as piano on the second cut. Bam Brown, who worked with Slim for a long time, is here on string bass as well. Zooty Singleton on drums. That Ain't Right Baby, and Early Morning Boogie.
In a jug, and you don't have a thing to do. Went to a fortune teller to have my fortune told. She said you didn't love me, all you wanted was my gold. That ain't right. All my money, going out having yourself a ball.
How about you sitting down taking 44, huh?
Winnie Beatty on the piano and singing for you. 1946 in Los Angeles, Bell Tone Records. That Ain't Right Baby and Early Morning Boogie, where she was joined on the piano by Slim Gaillard, who was playing the vibes. Bam Brown, string bass. Zooty Singleton on the drums. 1946. 1940, Slim Gaillard and his Flatfoot Floogie. That's a hit for them. I didn't bring that, but I brought one that I think you'll like. Baby Be Mine and Sploggum, which means see you later. Lamell Morgan playing the piano, Slim on guitar and vocal, Slam Stewart on bass and vocal, and Hubert Petaway on the drums.
Baby mine,
baby, baby,
you're so divine. Oh, 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 baby, be mine. Love you so. Want you to know,
baby, baby,
I just go wherever you go. Reach for the moon. If you want me to, even fly to buy the Woolworth building for you. You on my mind,
baby, baby,
all the time. Oh, pretty baby, 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 be mine.
Yes, yes.
With you on my mind all of the time.
Baby,
pretty baby, gorgeous baby, baby, be mine. Well, baby.
Blag'em.
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 Oh,
blag'em. Blag'em me. I'll dig you later. Blag'em.
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 Oh,
blag'em. That's the latest bill of blag'em. When you get the ripping boy, later. Mama, then you know that button's under the seal. Blag'em.
Blag'em.
Blag'em me. I'll see you later. Blag'em, oh blag'em, that's the latest feel around. When it gets up the ribbon going later, you know that day is under the seal. Blag'em, blag'em, blag'em me, see you later.
Slim Gaylard, 1940 for Vocalion Records. And his Flatfoot Flugee Boys, Baby Be Mine and Splog'em. Lamell Morgan playing the piano, Slim on guitar and vocal, Slam Stewart bass and vocal, and Hubert Pettaway on the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you. Al Gray, trombonist, born this day in Aldi, Virginia, 1925. And brought some material to hear him play his trombone. First up, his band 1959 for Argo. This composition was written by his longtime friend out of Basie's band, Frank Foster, who did the composition and the arrangement. It's called Keeney Coney. Joe Newman, trumpet. Gray, trombone. Billy Mitchell on tenor. Charlie Folks on baritone saxophone. Floyd Morris, piano. Eddie Jones, string bass. Sonny Payne on the drums.
Thank you.
Trombonist Al Gray on his birthday. And there, with his band, in Chicago, 1959, for Argo Records and Keeney Coney. Frank Foster composition with Joe Newman trumpet and Gray on trombone. And using a plunger, and some of us call it the plumber's friend. It gets a nice effect with the trombone. Billy Mitchell's tenor. Charlie Folks, baritone saxophone, Floyd Morris, piano, Eddie Jones, string bass, Sonny Payne on drums. More of Al Gray on his birthday. He was born this day, 1925, at first. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Seattle Center, presenting the Garth School Jazz Bands in concert. Performing big band standards, including works by Duke Ellington, on Wednesday, June 9th at 7:30 p.m. at McCall Hall. More info at seattlecenter.com.
Now, Al Gray with Basie for Pablo Records, 1976. The composition is Sweet Pea for Remembrances of Billy Strayhorn, written by Bill Holman and arranged for Basie's band by him. Gray will solo on trombone, Basie piano, and the drumming is by Butch Miles.
Thank you.
Trombonist Al Gray with Basie's band, Count Basie, 1976 for Pablo, and Sweet Pea, written and arranged for the band by Bill Holman, with Gray featured on trombone, Basie's piano, and some fine drumming by Butch Miles. January 1976. 4 months later in Los Angeles, also for Pablo, Gray was part of what's called a Basie Jam, that is, a jam being a collection of things, you know, traffic or otherwise. And the Basie Jam for this set of two tunes, Clark Terry, trumpet, Gray on trombone, Benny Carter, alto, Eddie Lockjaw Davis, tenor, Basie piano, Joe Pass on guitar, John Hurd, string bass, and Louis Belson on the drums. Mama Don't Wear No Drawers, and Herschel Evans' classic 1938, Doggin' Around.
Thank you.
as a finale to a celebration of trombonist Al Gray's birthday, he was born this day in 1925, that was Basie Jam from Los Angeles on May of 1976, as recorded by Norman Grand's Pablo label. We heard Mama Don't Wear No Drawers and Doggin' Around, written by Herschel Evans and performed by Basie's band in 1938. Clark Terry was here on the trumpet, Al Gray, the trombone, Benny Carter, alto, Eddie Lockjaw Davis, tenor, Basie, piano, Joe Pass on guitar, John Hurd, bass, and Louis Belson on the drums. And it gives you an idea of what it was like, what it would have been like throughout that early era in dance halls, saloons, wherever, where the dancing was going on. It just continuing, I mean, dancing into a pool, so to speak. Basie Jam. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Now, Sarah Vaughan, Emercy Records, 1954, with her, John Malachi on piano, Joe Benjamin string bass, Roy Haynes on drums.
My days have grown so lonely. For you I pine, for you, dear only. Why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, body and soul. I spent my days longing. I'm wondering why it's me. Tell you I mean it. I'm all for you, body and soul. Oh, I can't believe it. It's hard to conceive it that you turn away romance. Are you pretending it looks like the ending? Unless I can have to prove, dear, my life a wreck you're making.
way you fix your teeth. The memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams. The way you sing off key. The way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still I always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you change your life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. The way you hold your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, 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 the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, 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 never meet again on the bump, bump, bumpy road to love. Still I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you change my life. No, no, can't take that away from me. Can't take that away from me.
If you hear a song in blue, like a flower crying for the dew, that was my heart serenading you. My prelude to a kiss. If you hear a song that grows from my tender sentimental woes, that was my heart trying to compose the prelude to a kiss. Now it's just a simple melody with nothing fancy, you could turn it to a symphony, a Schubert tune with Gershwin touch. Oh, how my song gently cries for the tenderness within your eyes. My love is a prelude that never dies. A prelude to a kiss.
Sarah Vaughan singing for you from 1954 for Emercy Records. John Malachi on piano, Joe Benjamin string bass, and Roy Haynes on the drums. Body and Soul, written by Johnny Green with lyricists Eddie Heyman, Robert Sauer, and Frank Eaton. They Can't Take That Away From Me by George Gershwin and Ira Gershwin. And Prelude to a Kiss, 1938, by Duke Ellington, with Irv Gordon's lyric. Sarah Vaughan, right here, on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Casala Furnishings, celebrating 23 years in the Puget Sound area, with an anniversary event now through June 30th, showcasing their exclusive designs and personalized customer service at their Seattle, Tukwila, and Bellevue stores. Info at casala.com.
Requests come in, as you know, from listeners, and I must get, 25 or 30 a week coming in, a lot of the same. And for some reason recently there have been, I think I got over 30 for Stan Kenton's orchestra, specifically of 1947, and then asking when I had a chance to talk with them about it, is because they talked about being in high school at that time, or college at that time, which means they were born around 1930, which means now they're 80 years old. Some younger and some older, and some quite younger, actually, who just got turned on to something and enjoyed it and started collecting. And it's a wonderful way to be, because you're in touch with yourself. Stan Kenton, 1947 for Capitol Records. If I remember correctly, I don't want to read all my notes now, but I think all of these were arranged by Pete Rugolo. Kenton, of course, plays the piano, and we'll start with Interlude, written by Rugolo and featuring Kenton on piano.
Thank you.
Stan Kenton at the piano and leading his orchestra, 1947. Interlude written by Pete Rugolo and arranged by him for the band. Same time, Saul Chaplin and Sammy Kahn hit called Please Be Kind, arranged by Rugolo, and as a feature for June Christie, who was very popular at the time, to sing for you, and some fine work on trombone by Skip Layton.
This is my first affair, so please be kind. Handle my
Stan Kenton, 1947, and arrangements by Pete Rugolo. And we heard two in that set. Please Be Kind, a ballad for Drew and Christy to sing for you, and trombone work by Skip Layton. And one of the things that was always enjoyable about Kenton and some other back into the history of the art, and pick out an old one and put a little bit of a modern touch to it. In this case, If I Could Be With You 1 Hour Tonight, written by James P. Johnson, the great Harlem Stride pianist and teacher. Kenton's piano opened up playing in an earlier style. Boots Masuli, alto saxophone. Eddie Safransky, string bass. Buddy Childers, trumpet work. And Skip Layton again on trombone. I'd like to end this section with Kenton 1947 and all the requests that came in. Sophisticated Lady by Duke Ellington and The Fatal Apple, subtitled Unison Riff. Stan Kenton and his orchestra and his piano, arrangements by Pete Rugolo, 1947. We heard two Sophisticated Ladies featuring Eddie Safransky, string bass, Kenton's piano. The Fatal Apple, also called Unison Riff, Kenton's piano, Boots Masuli's alto saxophone, Eddie Safransky's bass, and the work on the trumpet was by Chico Alvarez. Chico Alvarez, Stan Kenton, right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Intiman Theater, presenting the world premiere of The Thin Place. Benga Akinabe from The Wire stars in this battle of wills race to find faith or accept God's absence. Inspired by interviews by Marcy Silman. Must close June 13th. Tickets at Intiman.org.
Now, let's see, where am I going with this? Ah, yes, Jelly Roll Morton. I want to have him up because I want you to hear Francis Herford, who sang with him on a set for Vocalion Records in 1928. Both of these are Morton compositions, the first Mr. Jelly Lord and the second Midnight Mama. Edwin Swayze trumpet, Louis Taylor on trombone. On clarinet, soprano, bass, sax, Walter Foots Thomas, Morton's piano, Leslie Corley on banjo, Hayes Alvis on tuba, and Wallace Bishop on the drums. As I said, singing for you, Francis Herford.
Thank you.
Levy Serenaders for Vocalion Records, 1928. Two compositions by Morton, Mr. Jelly Lord and Midnight Mama. Edwin Swayze, trumpet, Louis Taylor on trombone, clarinet, soprano, and bass sax by Walter Foots Thomas. Morton's piano, Leslie Corley, banjo, Hayes Alvis, to become a band leader in his own right. Good one. Playing tuba, and Wallace Bishop on the drums with the vocals, Francis Herford. Shelley Will Morton's Levy Serenaders. I'd like to take you now to Los Angeles, California, March 1947 for Modern Records, recording of Ike Carpenter, his piano, and his orchestra. In this band, Lucky Thompson, one of the great tenor saxophonists, the beautiful playing by Dick Norris on alto saxophone, Paul Villapique did the arranging. Johnny Best plays the trumpet. Ike Carpenter and his orchestra, 1947 in Los Angeles.
Thank you.
Ike Carpenter and his orchestra and his piano, and a couple out of the Duke Ellington book, Jeep's Blues, written by Johnny Hodges and Ellington, and Things Ain't What They Used to Be, written by Ellington's son, Mercer Ellington. And as I mentioned, the beautiful work on the tenor sax, Always, by Lucky Thompson, alto saxophonist Dick Norris, and some fine arranging by Paul Villapique. Johnny Best on trumpet in one part, and Shorty Rogers, I believe I was hearing him, in another part. Los Angeles, March 1947 for Modern, 78 RPM Records. And that brings us to a new book on Ellington. I've talked about him there, and there's a request coming up from Jeremy, who listens in Pocatello, Idaho, and he specifically asked for what you're going to hear next. But let me reach for the book. It's been out for a while, and it's taken a while to get through it. 688 pages. It's called Duke Ellington's America by Harvey G. Cohen, University of Chicago Press. There are many books that deal with Ellington's music specifics that require that you have something to fall back on and being able to, you know, look at the music and see the score and understand what's happening. But this is not so much about specific comments about his compositions and his performances, his brilliant band for so many years, 50 years. As much as it is a wonderful book on the extra musical considerations that artists, any art, has to go through, and that is the business of survival and what you do and what you don't do and how you hold your head up when circumstances are awful. The chapters, Washington, where Ellington was born, New York, the marketing plan, serious listening, credits, swinging, black, brown, and beige, post-war struggles, reinvention, reborn, money, my people, the 1963 State Department tour, sacred concerts, fighting nostalgia, the 1970s state tours, and final days. And I recommend it. It gives you an idea of what has to be done to make it, quote-unquote, whatever that means, and being able to, as Ellington did for so long, being able to be inside himself and realize the beauty of that, excuse me, to come out with what he did to share with all of us. And once again, the name of the book is Duke Ellington's America, Harvey G. Cohen, University of Chicago Press. Now, I mentioned, excuse me again, I mentioned Jeremy, who lives in Pocatello, Idaho, who wanted to hear a Columbia record of Duke Ellington in September 1947. Don't Be So Mean to Baby, written by Peggy Lee and Dave Barbour, her husband. And It's Monday Every Day, written by Sid Robin. Al Hibbler will be the vocalist, Lawrence Brown trombone, Shorty Baker's trumpet, Ellington piano, of course, and Billy Strayhorn, a little bit of piano.
Just because I'm kind and gentle and slightly sentimental, honey, I'm a fool for you. Don't be so mean to baby, 'cause baby's so good to you. Could you go and leave me crying without even trying? You must be made of stone. Don't be so mean to baby, 'cause baby's so all alone. Just because you know I love you, and I've loved you for so long. Please don't try to take advantage, 'cause I believe that love can do no wrong. When you tell me that you love me, and you think the whole world of me, then turn around and say we're through. Don't be so mean to baby, 'cause baby's so good to you. When you tell me that you love me, and you think the whole world of me, then turn around and say we're through. Don't be so mean to baby, 'cause baby's so good to you. It's Monday every day since you've gone. It's blue time all the time from now on. So what Sunday, the sun keeps saying howdy, it won't change my mood, I just sit and brood. As far as I'm concerned, it's Monday and it's cloudy, it's winter through the year. Since you went, they tell me spring was here, but what has it meant? My life is simply nothing. It's as bare as a dying tree. 'Cause it's Monday every day. Baby, tell you come back to me. Baby, tell you come back to me.
Duke Ellington, September 1947 for Columbia Records. Don't Be So Mean to Baby, written by Peggy Lee and Dave Barbour. It's Monday Every Day, written by Sid Robin. And fine work in there by Al Hibbler singing and Lawrence Brown's trombone, Harold Shorty Baker's trumpet. And of course, Duke on piano and Billy Strayhorn also on piano. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle. 90.1 KPLI Olympia and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Eddie Kahn, an early band now, 1933 for Brunswick. In the band, Max Kaminsky from Boston, playing the trumpet, Floyd O'Brien on trombone, Pee-wee Russell clarinet, Bud Freeman tenor, saxophone, Joe Sullivan from Chicago, playing the piano, Condon playing banjo, Artie Bernstein on string bass, and the great Sid Catlett on drums. We'll hear too, The Eel, written by Bud Freeman, and Home Cookin' by Eddie Condon. Eddie Condon and his orchestra, 1933, early. Condon, under his own name, for Brunswick. The Eel, written by Bud Freeman, and Home Cookin' by Condon. Max Kaminsky, trumpet. Floyd O'Brien, trombone. Pee-wee Russell, clarinet. Bud Freeman, tenor saxophone. Joe Sullivan, piano. Eddie Condon, banjo. Artie Bernstein on bass. And Sid Catlett playing the drums. Yeah, right there. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Alliance Française de Seattle, with classes for all levels and ages, including children's summer camp. Summer registration is now open for classes starting June 22nd. More info at afseattle.org. Experience the French in you.
And so we'll take the magic carpet now and go to Los Angeles. There it is below us, and we're going to land right here. 1941 it is. Philo Records. Lester Young's taken out his tenor saxophone. Nat Cole is sitting at the piano. And Red Callender is getting his bass ready. We will hear Body and Soul by Johnny Green and Indiana by James F. Hanley.
Thank you.
Lester Young Trio, 1941, in Los Angeles for Philo Records. That's the beginning of the Jazz of the Philharmonic, Philo being the first part of Philharmonic. And joining him, Nat Cole on piano, Red Callender string bass. It's fun, I got a couple of calls, and they said about Nat Cole. It happens quite often, actually, that people say, yeah, that's a great singer, I didn't know he played piano. Well, my way of putting it is, he is a great singer, and he's a fantastic pianist. Body and Soul, Johnny Green, and Indiana by James F. Hanley were the compositions. You're listening to 88.5. We're here alive for you. 24 hours every day. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley.
What are you doing the rest of your life? North and south and east and west of your life. I have only one request of your life, that you'll spend it all with me. All the seasons and the times of your days, all the nickels and the dimes of your days. Let the reasons and the rhymes of your days all begin and end with me. I want to see your face in every kind of light, in fields of dawn and forests of the night. A cake. Oh, let me be the one to hear the silent wish you make. Those tomorrows deep in your eyes, with the look of love you keep in your eyes, I'll awaken what's asleep in your eyes. It may take a kiss or two.
miracle of my life is all of my life with you.
Thank you.
A set of two for you there, starting with Sheila Jordan singing and Arild Anderson playing the string bass in Oslo, August 1977. What Are You Doing the Rest of Your Life, written by Michelle Legrand. And then a trip to the Balboa Club in Madrid, Spain, December 1979, recorded by Ivory Records. Bill Evans piano, Mark Johnson bass, and Joe LaBarbera on the drums. Theme from MASH, written by Johnny Mandel. And Blue and Green, written by Miles Davis. Now a duet from London in November of 1974. Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet and Oscar Peterson at the piano.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Dizzy Gillespie and Oscar Peterson in London, 1974 for Pablo Records. Blues for Bird, that is for Charlie Parker. And Alone Together, a beauty by Arthur Schwartz. Oscar Peterson, Dizzy Gillespie. Here on 88.5, KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Fifth Avenue Theater, presenting Candide in its final 2 weeks. Based on Voltaire's satire, with a musical score by Leonard Bernstein, it's the story of a hero on an epic journey to find his one true love. Ends June 13th. Tickets at fifthavenue.org.
I'd like to leave you today with two versions of Swingin' in C, an Eddie Durham composition and arrangement for Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra. 1940 for Columbia Records.
Thank you.
Jimmy Crawford drumming beautifully in Jimmy Lunsford's band, 1940, for Columbia Records. Two takes of Swingin' on C, written by Eddie Durham and arranged for the band by him. Willie Smith soloing on alto saxophone, the great Snooky Young's trumpet work, and Joe Thomas on tenor. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there. Thank you.